MSO News Sports, connecting you to North Shore news and sports. This is North Shore Today with Rick Moore.
Brought to you by Moynihan Lumber, supporting local news coverage in communities on the North Shore. This is North Shore Today for Wednesday, January 8, 2025. Popular Gloucester venue has shut down. Rockport School support staff gets a new contract. Mix of clouds and sun, mid-20s, high tide Gloucester Harbor, 6.07 p.m. Ethan Foreman's reporting in the Gloucester Times. When a group of local investors, musicians, and hospitality and entertainment professionals were joined by Mayor Greg Verga to snip the ribbon on the new multi-purpose entertainment venue, restaurant, bar, and studios called The Cut in the fall of 2023, few would have thought it would go into hibernation, albeit temporarily, for a reorganization just over a year later. The Cut's managing director, Tom O'Grady of Gloucester, told us the Times will be back and that the venue would be stronger after its internal changes. Besides noting there's a couple of shows scheduled in April, he declined to comment further to the Times on plans. Stephen Higgins writing in the Gloucester Times, Rockport School Superintendent Mark Branco is saying a tentative agreement is now in place for school employees who are members of the Rockport Educational Support Staff Association. The tentative agreement covers paraprofessionals, administrative assistants, custodial staff, maintenance staff, and office clerks. The school committee is slated to vote on the contract at its meeting Wednesday, January 8, today, which begins at 7:30 p.m. in the Brenner Room at Rockport Public Library, 17 School Street. More news after this break.
Hi, folks. This is Gerard Moynihan of Moynihan Lumber. Yes, we are a full-service lumber yard, but we also offer doors and windows and kitchen cabinets. Please visit us in Beverly, North Reading, and Plaistow, New Hampshire, or at MoynihanLumber.com.
Moynihan Lumber, we measure up.
Taparo Capital Management. It's time to craft your retirement plan. Click on the Taparo banner at the top right of our website and begin creating your winning game plan.
It's Dom Nicastro from the North Shore Sports Desk and Merrimack Valley Sports Desk, my two podcasts on MSO News Sports. Catch new episodes every Thursday morning. Follow me at Dom Sports Desk for the latest updates and find our shows at msonewsports.com.
In the Salem News, Michael McHugh reports that Salem ushered in its 399th year as a settlement Monday evening during the city's annual government reorganizational meeting. Reflecting on the progress the city has made in expanding housing, public education, pedestrian safety, and climate resilience, while addressing the work that still needs to be done. Salem Mayor Dominic Pangallo, delivering his second-ever State of the City address, updated the City Council on the city's progress in addressing the housing crisis, recent exceptional performances of Salem Public Schools, transportation challenges, infrastructure improvements, and climate resiliency. Jim Sullivan's reporting in the Daily News of Newburyport, Mark Ritchie Woodworking is promising to take care of any cleanup after homes along Route 1 on Friday were sprayed with hydraulic fluid discharged by the company's wind turbine. Newburyport Fire Chief Stephen Bradley III said the incident was likely caused by recent heavy rains and winds. Despite the discharge of unwanted chemicals, Bradbury said he's not concerned about potential health issues, considering the amount of hydraulic fluid released was not enough for the State Department of Environmental Protection to deem it a reportable event. NWFXT-TV is reporting that Nordstrom locations on both sides of Boston are set to close. The Nordstrom locations at the North Shore Mall in Peabody and the South Shore Plaza in Braintree will both cease operations within the first few months of 2025, company spokesman revealed to Boston 25 News. The North Shore Mall's location will shutter its doors on January 31, while the South Shore Plaza store's last day will be March 8. In sports and high school basketball news, last night Manchester Essex beat Georgetown in the Cape Ann League 63-60. The Hornets are now 6-2 on the season, and they were led by a game-high performance from Johnny Sherris. The Rockport boys basketball team downed Ipswich 58-44, and they're now 5-4 on the season. Other scores, Lynn Classical 69, Swampscott 59, Catholic Memorial 76, St. John's Prep 65. In girls basketball, Beverly topped Malden 51-30. It was Hamilton Wenham 60, Amesbury 47, with the Generals improving to 5-1 on the season. Lynn Classical beat Medford 48-42 to go to 5-2. The St. Mary's girls basketball team under coach Jeff Newhall is now 8-1 for the season. They beat Bridgewater Raynham 55-48. led by 15 points from Reese Metello. In boys hockey tonight, Medford plays at Marblehead, while Bishop Feehan is at St. John's Prep. After a big win this past weekend at Gloucester, the Winthrop High School hockey team hosts the Mascanoma Chieftains tonight. Vikings coach Dale Dunbar likes the way his team works together.
You know, if there's a divide or if there's a clicks or anything like that, then, you know, teams never really come together. And I think our kids have done a great job. Our older guys have done a great job with that. And I think that's, you know, when you see your young kids doing things that you don't have to tell them, they're just doing it because it's what we expect. I think that's very important. And, you know, they're listening and they're understanding. So I think we talked about this the other day as coaches. You know, we're very pleased with the way our older guys have brought the younger guys together. So I think for me, that's been the biggest thing so far. And hopefully if we can continue to stay healthy and you know, make sure everybody's going in the right direction, you know, hopefully we can continue and have some success down the line here.
That's Winthrop High School hockey coach Dale Dunbar. In the pros, the Bruins lost their fifth straight last night, 4-0 to the Oilers. Celtics picked up a win in Denver last night over the Nuggets, 118-106. Jason Tatum led the Green with 29 points. Both teams are off tonight. For our producer and engineer, Bill Proposky, and our media director, Bill Newell, I'm Rick Moore, MSO News Sports. Thanks for checking in.
North Shore Today is a daily local news and sports podcast delivering updates from around the region, powered by Moynihan Lumber, supporting local news and sports coverage. Our website features breaking news, community updates, and feature interviews giving voice to the North Shore. Check out the area's top weekly sports talk shows, the North Shore Sports Desk and the Merrimack Valley Sports Desk, hosted by Dom DeCastro, produced by Kelly Media. MSO News Sports, connecting the North Shore.